burrito bar. Whatever happens, happens. And there's a reggae band full of dreadheads just sitting in the corner laughing. Well, my baby walks over, drops a 20 in the jar. She smiles and shakes it at me. Yeah, she gets them gone, she gets them playing a little. Don't worry, be happy. And it's sunshine.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A massive fire causing a power outage that shut down London's Heathrow Airport. Chaos for nearly 150,000 travelers at one of the world's busiest airports. It could be closed until tomorrow. President Trump, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, and Elon Musk all denying a New York Times report that Musk will be shown a presentation today on how the U.S. would respond if there was a war with China. Musk will be visiting the Pentagon. A new study about weed and your heart.
Data on more than 4.6 million people shows that young marijuana users are six times more likely to suffer a heart attack than those who abstain. Researchers say cannabis may affect heart rhythm and raise oxygen demand in the heart muscle, even in people under 50 years old. The study's published in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology.
ABC's Jim Ryan. As promised, President Trump signing an executive order on Thursday aimed at shutting down the U.S. Department of Education. This is ABC News. Bernie Sanders and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez holding a rally at Arizona State challenging President Trump and Elon Musk.
So we are going to fight Trump and his oligarchic friends. We're going to take on their effort to move us to an authoritarian society. But we have got to do something else. We have got to ourselves have a vision for the kind of country we want to become.
More rallies are planned in other states this weekend. The International Olympic Committee selecting two-time swimming gold medalist Kirsty Coventry from Zimbabwe as the next IOC president. She becomes the first woman and the first African to fill the role. She's also the youngest. Well, perhaps your brackets are still perfect, but probably not. March Madness continues today with another 16 games. The women's March Madness games also begin. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Joel Karnick, filling in for Austin Brume. We're brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. The biggest race on the ballot in a couple of weeks is for Wisconsin's Supreme Court. All along, we've been telling you that the race is technically nonpartisan, but the lines are clearly drawn. Savannah Tomei Olson breaks it down.
Elon Musk has poured millions into backing Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel. Musk's company Tesla is suing the state of Wisconsin for denying its request for dealer's licenses, and that case could very well reach the high court. UW-Madison professor Michael Wagner says because Wisconsin allows justices to decide whether or not they should recuse themselves from a case, there's a lot on the line.
It's in a presidential swing state, it's on a swing court, and the cases that are going to come before the court are going to be cases where the donors in the election, most notably Elon Musk, have a clear interest and a clear path they want the winning judge to take.
Meanwhile, Judge Susan Crawford of Dane County has received campaign money from Democratic billionaire George Soros and Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker. Spending on this race is expected to top the historic $56 million spent on the last state Supreme Court race. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Just a reminder, several opportunities if you're in need this weekend. The Ruby's Pantry is happening at the Butternut School on Saturday starting at 11. $25 will get you over 60 pounds of food. The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry, open every Saturday at 11 a.m. at the First Congregational United Church of Christ. More information at thelordscupboard.org. And also, the Maranatha Food Pantry in Phillips is available Sundays, a couple of Sundays a month at 5 p.m. More information on the Maranatha Food Pantry Facebook page. It's National Drug and Alcohol Facts Week. Melissa Kay has more details.
60% of high school seniors believe that occasional marijuana use is risky. This is according to the 2023 Monitoring the Future survey. This is a notable shift in perception from youth compared to the previous year. Underage marijuana use can interfere with brain development and increase the risk of mental health challenges. It can also impair cognitive functions like memory, attention, and decision-making. Using marijuana at a young age is associated with a higher likelihood of future substance use disorders.
Find more news at 98qcountry.com and at civicmedia.us.
When it comes to trust and top-notch service, Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua delivers. Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95 every day. Now through the end of the month, get 2.9% financed after 72 months to qualified buyers on select 2025 Chevy Silverados, including the popular 5.3 V8s in stock. Plus, treat yourself to the best service with a state-of-the-art alignment and wheel balance on their brand-new Hunter alignment system. Visit Marthaler Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com.
More March Madness. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the NCAA tournament, continues tonight in Cleveland with the Marquette Golden Eagles against the New Mexico Lobos. Tip-off time at 6:25. The Badgers will play Brigham Young tomorrow night in Denver at 6:25. Wisconsin beating the Montana Grizzlies 85-66. Head coach Greg Gard able to give all of his guys some playing time, including Carter Gilmore. 8 points, 6 rebounds.
Our bench has been one of our strengths throughout the year. We've gotten great contributions off it. You saw Amos tonight. McGee's done that throughout the year. Janicki's done it at times. And then obviously Gilmore.
NBA, the Bucks rolled over the Lakers in L.A. last night, 118-89. Their road trip continues tomorrow night in Sacramento against the Kings. Women's college hockey, number one ranked Wisconsin against Minnesota tonight in the semifinals of the Frozen Four. The winner advancing to the championship Sunday at the Ritter Arena in Minneapolis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. Well, the game fish season is basically closed across the upper Midwest, so now you have to think about chasing other species, crappies, bluegills, and eelpout. Yeah, eelpout. Why not? They're great eating fish. I'll tell you how to catch them, but first.
You fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish.
Eelpout is a species that is not often targeted because, well, you got to go after them late at night. These fish don't seem to want to bite in the daytime. They want to bite between 10 o'clock at night and 5 o'clock in the morning. And a lot of anglers, they just want to be in bed. But if you want to get into some big fish that bite hard, that taste great, think about targeting eel pout. What you do is basically set up on a break line somewhere where the water is going shallow out of a deep water area and fish right at the base of that break line. And you'll drop a sucker minnow, something maybe 4 inches long, down into that region just a few inches off the bottom. And you just wait them out. When they hit hard. And they put up a great fight. And so it's worth chasing eel pout this time of year. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. It is going to be mostly cloudy and a little breezy today with a few sprinkles or flurries through early afternoon, then clearing by late today, our high in the upper 40s. Tonight it'll be clear with a low of 10. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and a little cooler with a high of 39. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 29. 98Q Country.
Let's go, girls.
Like a woman. Hey! The girls need a break tonight. We're gonna take the chance to get out on the town. We don't need romance. We only wanna dance. We're gonna lay our hang down. The best thing. Like a woman. Like a woman. Hey!
you dare go running down my little town where I grew up, and I won't cuss your city lights. If you ain't ever took a ride around and cruised right through the heart of my town, anything you say would be a lie. We may live our lives a little slower, but that don't mean I wouldn't be proud to show you. Where I come from, there's an old plowboy out turning up dirt. Where I come from, there's a preacher man in a cowboy shirt. Where I come from, where a couple boys fighting in the parking lot. No, nobody's gonna call the cops. Where I come from, see that door right there? Man, I swear that it ain't never been locked, and I guarantee that it never will. That old man right there in the rocking chair at the courthouse square, I'll tell you now, he could buy your fancy car with $100 bills. Don't let those faded overalls fool ya. He made his bills without one day of schooling. Where I come from, there's a pickup truck with a tailgate down. Where I come from, the pine trees are singing a song of the South. Where I come from, that little white church is gonna have a crowd, yeah.
Montgomery Gentry at 98Q Country. Well, Friday mornings we talk all things Wisconsin sports. We have our guy, 98Q sports reporter Mike Clemens, out and about. Top of the morning to you, Mr. Clemens.
Good morning.
That bracket's still perfect, right? 16 for 16, correct?
No.
You didn't have McNeese State yesterday? You didn't have
no,
that?
I crinkled that up. It's already in the trash can.
Hey, the Badgers, I know that Penn State game wasn't good at the end of the year, but man, when the Badgers are good, they're as good as a lot of, I mean, they're Final Four good, aren't they? I mean, they got a nice team there.
I don't know about Final Four,
mm-hmm.
but the balance has been amazing when they have some rest, because you saw them. I mean, they ran out of gas in the Big Ten tournament. They had to play day after day, and then they played on Sunday against Michigan. And I can't remember, did Michigan have, they played three games leading up to that?
Yeah.
Whatever, you know, but they were at their best yesterday. Here's something funny. So the Badgers beat the Montana Grizzlies yesterday, 85-66, and it was even scoring. John Blackwell was the star this time, the guard with 19 points, and Stephen Crowell, the center, had struggled there in the middle of the season. He had 18. He was more aggressive under the bucket in the second half, he said after the game. John Tanjay had 15 points. They had five players in double digits, and even Carter Gilmore, you know, like the sixth man, the senior, he had 8 points and six assists. So, you know, somebody the other night was asking me about, like, power rankings, and I don't do power rankings. Like, even in the NFL, were the Eagles at the top of the power rankings toward the end of the year? I don't even know. In the NFL?
I don't think so.
Yeah. So, you know, they have power rankings now for all this stuff. So there's this one guy that he's a friend of mine. He's the scorer for the Marquette Golden Eagles. Been doing it for 30 years. And he posted something that here's a guy that's just got this reputation of picking the brackets and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called PudnerSports.com. He's been doing this 30 years. And he's got like 100 teams up there. And the hottest team, what's the hottest team coming into the tournament? This was posted March 16th. He had the Badgers, Wisconsin, at number 29. And because of the losses that they've had, and momentum and other stats, he's got Marquette at 68th, last in the tournament. Do you know he had as the number one team, the hottest team? This is that what this ranking is called, the hottest team coming into the tournament.
Okay.
Montana.
What?
Quote, because they're 14-1 heading into the tournament. They had one game that was like in overtime. But, you know, to him, well, all of his analytics and statistics had Montana as the hottest team. Well, they're one and done now after playing the Badgers yesterday. So.
Yeah, we got Marquette now coming up tonight. You know, what are their shots at going deep in this? What do you think of them?
Well, not according to that guy. Yeah. They're playing New Mexico tonight. And the one thing, you know, in talking to the guys that are, you know, the cover of the Golden Eagles is, yeah, you know, Cam Jones and Stevie Mitchell and David Joplin, that group, if they get it going, fine. But the thing that Shaka Smart has really needed help with this year is their bench. I mean, after they're starting five, there's a huge drop-off there. And that's been part of their problem. I mean, they can't rest their guys. They've got to stick in with that five. Yeah. New Mexico, you know, I'm told, look out. They've got some capabilities. The New Mexico Lobos, that's 6:25 tonight in Cleveland for Marquette.
All right. I mentioned this earlier this morning. We got the Boise State basketball tournaments going on, and then all the NCAA, and the women are going to play today. There's too much. We need to spread this out. We got a big clump of peanut butter in the middle of our sandwich. We need to spread this thing out a little bit. There's too much to try and watch, Mike.
Well, I've got friends, though, that, I mean, they take these days off, you know, and they've got two TVs there in the cave, and yeah. They're watching games left and right, and they're just in heaven. But, yeah, there's all kinds of yeah. basketball going on.
Yeah.
And I should also mention that Badger game is tomorrow night. They're playing Brigham Young. BYU beat VCU.
Yeah.
So they're going to play BYU tomorrow night at 6:25 out in Denver. The Bucks played last night, though. They're in this West Coast trip, and they just rolled the Lakers, 118-89.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Doc rested Damian Lillard when he found out what the Lakers were going to bring, because the Lakers had at least four of their top guys, including LeBron James and Luka, resting in the game. And after the game, though, Doc Rivers said, you know, after those L.A. fires, their schedule got so screwed up. He said their schedule's been brutal, and he said they had to make the decision, you know, we got to rest some of these guys, and you might as well do it against an Eastern Conference team like the Bucks instead of one of their opponents in the Western Conference. So the Bucks got a free pass last night. They had a 35-point lead in the game.
I think
Damian ended up resting in that one.
Yeah.
Kyle Kuzma, I think he had a great quote after the game where he said, yeah, even though that we've only won three of our last eight games, these guys keep it positive. You know, even after a loss, they keep it positive. They go about their business and fix things. So he's, you know, that's the difference for him playing with Milwaukee, right?
Yeah, I think coaches know, Mike. The number one thing is you got to be healthy going into the playoffs. Even if you're the 5, 6, 7 seed, you just got to be healthy. And they just pick their spots to rest these guys. And if your one or two guy is limping and going into the playoffs, you're in trouble.
Yeah, but so they lost that backup center, Jericho Sims, that guy that picked up, you know, in the trade. He jacked his thumb, was at the game over the weekend, and he had to have surgery in New York on Monday to repair a torn ligament in his right thumb. He's going to be out 4 weeks, but Doc Rivers has been assured that he should be ready in time when they get to the postseason.
Yeah. Well, it's not quite the Badger or the Packer-Viking rivalry, but we do have Wisconsin and Minnesota playing some hockey this weekend, too, right?
Hockey.
Yeah.
Women's hockey.
Yeah, women's, yeah.
Mark Johnson's team out of Madison. The Wisconsin Badgers are ranked like first in the country. They've had 35 wins or so. They're taking on the Minnesota Gophers tonight. It's the semifinals of the Frozen Four. The top four teams are in Minneapolis this weekend at the Ritter Arena on the campus there at Minnesota. So if the Badgers beat the Gophers tonight, then they advance to the championship game Sunday afternoon up in the Twin Cities.
All right. We'll see if we can get some closer games today. Yesterday's NCAA was a bit disappointing. There's a lot of lopsided stuff going on. So maybe some closer ones we're hoping today.
It gets closer as we go.
Yeah. Mike, thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Joe.
You bet. It's our 98Q sports reporter Mike Clemens out and about covering the Badgers, covering Marquette, doing everything he needs to do to make it happen there. You hear him on the Sports Daily. We have some birthdays to get to. If you have a birthday or anniversary, give us a call. We'll get you in the last second here for the cake drawing. 715-762-3776. 3221. We will give away a free big 8x11, however big that thing is, the cake, the sheet cake. It's about a $15, $20 value. They're not cheap anymore, but Super One Bakery provides one free for our weekly birthday cake winner. We will draw that in just a moment. You won't win if you're not in it. So even if you missed somebody from yesterday or you got somebody this weekend, either one, 715-762-3221. You can always get those ahead of time to us also on the website at WCQM at civicmedia.us. Here we go. Twice an hour, news and sports. Let's get you updated.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A massive fire causing a power outage that shut down London's Heathrow Airport. Chaos for nearly 150,000 travelers at one of the world's busiest airports. It could be closed until tomorrow. President Trump, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, and Elon Musk all denying a New York Times report that Musk will be shown a presentation today on how the U.S. would respond if there was a war with China. Musk will be visiting the Pentagon. A new study about weed and your heart.
Data on more than 4.6 million people shows that young marijuana users are six times more likely to suffer a heart attack than those who abstain. Researchers say cannabis may affect heart rhythm and raise oxygen demand in the heart muscle, even in people under 50 years old. The study is published in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology.
ABC's Jim Ryan. As promised, President Trump signing an executive order on Thursday aimed at shutting down the U.S. Department of Education. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Joel Karnick, filling in for Austin Brume. Sean Duffy wants a review of green transportation infrastructure. Joanne Krulatz explains.
The U.S. Department of Transportation Secretary and former Republican congressman from Wisconsin has already frozen funding for a program that pays for installation of new electric vehicle charging stations around the state, and more may be on the way. The same memo that paused the EV charging grant program also includes a stop action on all Biden-era discretionary grants to build bike lanes and other green infrastructure so the agency can review projects for possible removal. The memo cited executive orders issued by the Trump administration that take aim at the Biden administration's diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility goals in efforts to reduce the carbon footprint of the nation's transportation system.
Catkins Animal Rescue fundraising continues toward their new facility. A reminder that you can go to catkinsanimalrescue.org for more information on how you can help fund the new facility or even volunteer or adopt a dog or a cat. That's catkinsanimalrescue.org. Federal funding for hospitals is at stake without congressional action. Jimmy Kuska has more on this story.
Coverage for home-to-health and telehealth programs under Medicare, used by several Wisconsin hospitals, will expire at the end of the month unless Congress extends the benefits. Six Wisconsin hospitals rely on home-to-health for patient care, while 16 hospitals utilize the telehealth and other programs that are also set to expire, mostly affecting providers in the state's rural areas. The Wisconsin Hospital Association estimates the federal funding lost if the programs expire to be around $200 million.
Well, if you missed your chance to sign up for Park Falls Youth Baseball, Softball, and T-Ball this past Wednesday, you have another chance coming up Monday, March 24th. Signups are at 4:45 to 6 p.m. at the Park Falls High School Cafeteria. Please note that this is open to all boys and girls that have completed 4YK to 14 years old for the Park Falls program. Find more news at 98QCountry.com and at civicmedia.us.
More March Madness. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the NCAA tournament, continues tonight in Cleveland with the Marquette Golden Eagles against the New Mexico Lobos. Tip-off time at 6:25. The Badgers will play Brigham Young tomorrow night in Denver at 6:25. Wisconsin beating the Montana Grizzlies 85-66. Head coach Greg Gard able to give all of his guys some playing time, including Carter Gilmore. 8 points, 6 rebounds.
Our bench has been one of our strengths throughout the year. We've gotten great contributions off it. You saw Amos tonight. McGee's done that throughout the year. Janicki's done it at times. And then obviously Gilmore.
NBA, the Bucks rolled over the Lakers in LA last night, 118-89. Their road trip continues tomorrow night in Sacramento against the Kings. Women's college hockey, number one ranked Wisconsin against Minnesota tonight in the semifinals of the Frozen Four. The winner advancing to the championship Sunday at the Ritter Arena in Minneapolis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is time to head on down to Wheelway and visit with Pete. How are we doing there, Pete?
Rock and rolling. How about yourself?
I heard the cash grabbing is getting crazy down there, Pete.
A lot of cash we've been giving away, Joel.
Yeah, I saw that. I've been seeing the post on Facebook. And even more importantly than the cash grab, of course, is we're getting people into some good low-mileage vehicles, getting them a good, reliable car, make their quality of life a little bit better, right?
Absolutely. We're all transparent with all our vehicles. We do all the recon. We get them ready. They do a 60-point inspection test. We have a bunch of new inventory that has hit the lot this week. Make sure you check our website at wheelwayautoswithans.com or come on down and test drive a vehicle today.
All right. If you're looking for a vehicle, again, wheelwayautos.com. They're all listed on there. You guys can do it all in one shot if they want to, right? Don't burn vacation days running everywhere. You guys can make it all happen in one place.
Hey, work smarter, not harder, right, Joel? We can do everything right here. It's a one-stop shop. If you can't make it down here, go on our website, wheelwayautoswithans.com. Fill out a credit app. You can drive one home today or give us a call at 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467. Do it the right way. Come to Wheelway. A lot of deals and money saved with these vehicles. And get in the bank vault and grab a bunch of cash here today.
Cash grab. Wheelway is just a couple miles south of Park Falls on Highway 13. Check them out today at wheelwayautos.com.
Make today a great day with a deliciously crafted specialty drink from Kayla's Kitchen and Closet in downtown Park Falls. Spring is in full swing in the clothing store with fun and exciting new items coming in weekly. Let's not forget the clearance section filled with all of your favorite clothing brands at a great price. Stop on by for breakfast, lunch, a sweet treat, or some shopping. Follow Kayla's Kitchen and Closet on Facebook for daily and weekly specials and sales. See you soon at Kayla's Kitchen and Closet, downtown Park Falls.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A record number of visitors toured America's national parks and monuments last year, including sites here in Wisconsin. More than 331 million people flocked to national parks in 2024. Here in Wisconsin, Apostle Islands and the St. Croix Scenic National Riverway both saw boosts in visitors. It's unclear, though, what the summer travel season will hold this year after the Trump administration fired 1,000 National Parks employees across the country on Valentine's Day. Time to say happy birthday to our state parks. This year, Wisconsin's state park system turns 125. Our oldest park is Interstate Park, located along the St. Croix National Scenic Riverway, established back in 1900. For a deep dive into environmental issues and what you can do to protect Wisconsin's water, air, and land, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's do some birthdays. Might be flying solo here today. This will be an unauthorized cake drawing. Happy birthday anniversary of the 21st day of March is a big one for you. Britney Spears is celebrating a birthday today. Anytime you become a superstar like she did when she was very young, you know the media is coming after you. No one gets out unscathed when you are a celebrity at that age. Yeah, so she didn't. And hopefully she's doing good, but I think she's still making music, isn't she? Not as big a star as maybe she was when she first came out, but still not too bad. Britney is they had it flipped actually here. So Kevin Federline, Britney Spears' ex-husband, is 47. So Britney is not celebrating today, but her ex-husband is 47. So backtrack on that diatribe about Britney Spears. We'll save that for another day. Ananda Lewis, the TV host from The Insider, Hollywood Squares, 53 today. Shane Hill is on the birthday list. The Sawyer Brown lead guitarist is 55 today. Matthew Broderick, the stage and screen actor, of course, always stamped as Ferris Bueller. Ferris Bueller's Day Off, one of the classics of all time, no doubt about it. Many others, but that's the one I got for you. 63 for Ferris Bueller today. No, he's not in high school anymore. He did graduate. Rosie O'Donnell, the comedian actress, A League of Their Own, Sleepless in Seattle, and many others. on The View. Very outspoken, of course. And anytime you're outspoken, especially if you're a female, they come after you. They come after Rosie all the time. She's 63 today. Gary Oldman, he won a Best Actor Oscar for his portrayal of Sir Winston Churchill in 2018's Darkest Hour, and was nominated also for the Best Supporting Actor for Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy. Missed that one. 67 for Gary Oldman today. James House, the country singer, 70 today. He was back in, what, the 80s and 90s, I believe, James House was. And Timothy Dalton, he is one of the Bond boys, right? The Welsh actor. He followed Roger Moore in the role of Bond, James Bond. He was The Living Daylights was the movie that he did. And License to Kill also. 79 for Dalton, Timothy Dalton. And Gordie Howe, Mr. Hockey, they called him. Played 26 years in the National Hockey League. And holds the record for most games and seasons played. He received the NHL's first Lifetime Achievement Award back in 2008. So Gordie Howe passed away back in 2016, born on this day in 1928. All right, let's draw a cake. What do you say? I don't see any birthdays in my hand here, so... We got a cake courtesy of the Baker Department at Super One. If I close my eyes, does that make it an authorized drawing? There's no one here to oversee. Austin's not feeling good. Big G's not feeling good. Gray has lost any interest in contributing to my show. So whatever, everybody. Whatever. I'll handle it. This is going to be a scandalous drawing. I'm telling you right now. I cannot be trusted with this. I'm going to give away this cake to me. Look at that. Me. It's not even my birthday. Deanna Hilgart, you got a cake, Deanna. Your co-workers over there at the Schwamigan School, they want to probably help you with that cake if you want them to. So, Deanna Hilgart, you celebrated back on Tuesday. You're the cake winner, Deanna, courtesy of the Baker Department at Super One in Park Falls. Congratulations.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free. 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be mostly cloudy and a little breezy today with a few sprinkles or flurries through early afternoon, then clearing by late today, our high in the upper 40s. Tonight it'll be clear with a low of 10. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and a little cooler with a high of 39. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
98Q Country.
We could have a little double wide planet in an empty field. We could have a big old white picket wrap around on a hill. Don't make a difference to me, baby. I
sun. Yeah, anywhere you kiss me flips me and gets me the right kind of tipsy girl. We could be somewhere or nowhere and still be sitting on top of the world. But I know we're gonna be sitting on top of the world. So keep hanging on to me, yeah. Don't you wanna be sitting on top of the world? Top of the world. Top of the world.
Are you ready for us?
Okay. It's Friday.
This is Friday, remember?
Friday night.
It's Friday. It's the weekend.
98 Q Country.
She said, I'm going out with my girlfriends. Margaritas at the Holiday Inn. Oh, have mercy, my only thought was tequila makes her clothes fall off. I told her, put an extra layer on. I know what happens when she drinks Patron. Her closet's missing half the things she bought. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. She'll start by kicking out of her shoes, losing an earring in her drink. Leave her jacket in the bathroom stall, drop a contact down the sink. Them pantyhose ain't gonna last too long if the DJ puts Bon Jovi on. She might come home in a tablecloth. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. She can handle any champagne brunch, bridal shower with Bacardi punch, Jell-O shooters full of Smirnoff, but tequila makes her clothes fall off. She'll start by kicking out of her shoes, losing an earring in her drink. Leave her jacket in the bathroom stall, drop a contact down the sink. She don't mean nothing, she's just having fun. Tomorrow she'll say, oh, and how have I done? Her friends will joke about the stuff she lost. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. Oh, tequila makes her clothes fall off. All tequila makes her clothes fall off.
Q Country.
And I got friends out on the coast. We can jump in the water and see what flows. We've been saving for a rainy day. Let's beat the storm and be on our way. Time. There's rivers across and hills to climb. Some days we might fall apart, and some nights might feel cold and dark. But nobody wins afraid of losing, and the hard roads are the ones. Smile and know it was worth every mile. It don't matter to me wherever we are, where I want to be. And honey, for once in our lives, let's take our chances and roll the dice. I can be your lucky penny, you can be my four leaf.
Chris Stapleton there, 98Q Country. Joel here, The Morning Show. Look at that. We found somebody to show some interest in what we're doing over here today. Greg Gunderson, how you doing, Greg?
Wafted in on the breeze. How about yourself?
Good. A light dab into the gray area today. But earlier this morning, I was talking about the proposal. Well, the Lions brought it forward, but you know there's other NFL teams. About the playoff proposal to adjust the NFL playoffs. And there was discussion about this last year when you had teams like the Vikings who were, 14-3 or 13-4, playing on the road against a team that lost, that won three or four less games. So the adjustment of the NFL playoff system, I think, is is going to happen.
Yeah, yep, absolutely. I think there was no reason to ask this question before, because it was, we didn't see a division like last year's NFC North until last year. It was an absolute bloodbath here in the Midwest.
Yeah, it was.
So, I mean, like, there was no reason to even ask that question. You know, it was an interesting theoretical idea. Hey, did you know it's possible for a team with a worse record to be seeded higher? Yeah, of course. But it's not going to happen. Well, it happened. It happened. The guys in purple did it, and the guys in blue didn't like it much, did they?
No, they didn't. And division titles are, they're just not a thing. Nobody cares. The NBA has divisions, and it doesn't matter if you win your division or lose your division. You could actually win your division in the NBA, and technically you could not make the playoffs. So it doesn't matter. No one's bragging about it. There's no Viking fan that's saying, hey, I had this discussion earlier where a Packer fan will, of course, look at a Viking fan and say, hey, well, you know what you call a Viking fan with a Super Bowl ring? A thief. You know, all that stuff about the Super Bowl jokes, you know.
They have the empty trophy case jokes.
Yeah. Yes, the antithesis, the response by a Viking fan in the history has never been, yeah, but we won 21 division titles.
Yeah.
There's t-shirts, that's about it. But other than that, winning the division title in the NFL will get you in the playoffs. Yep. And I still like that, because that way, if you have a bad division, you got 2 7-8 teams, they're still battling for that thing. But when it comes to the seeding, yeah, it only makes sense that the better record team move ahead.
Right. And of course, it's very possible to have a better record than a team who beat you twice. So it's how this came to be is no mystery, but some simple adjustments will prevent this kind of minor injustice without causing any other damage. It's basically, whoops, we didn't account for this, and it'd be very easy to, you know. Yeah. You know, it's like forgetting to close the toilet lid. Well, there's a splash we never dealt with, time to close it. That's all it is. We're just making a very simple adjustment to the system as it works, and it will work fine.
Yeah, and we now have a pretty clear picture of what's going to happen in the upcoming NFL season as far as teams, what their quarterbacks look like. The Vikings are going with J.J. McCarthy. Their backup is still yet to be determined, and it'll probably be a veteran of some sorts and everything else. So we have a good feel for what the landscape is going to look like going into the NFL season next year.
Generally, yeah. There are still a couple question marks, like quarterback for the Tennessee Titans and the Cleveland Browns. I saw an interesting article yesterday that the Browns are incredibly talented at finding average quarterbacks. If you look at everybody, you know, you get that joke that the Browns
is that a
just,
talent?
Apparently, it's like a superpower, I guess. Like, hey, I can get. It's like Mike McCarthy; he'll get you an 8-8 season, but not much better. You know, he might make you the playoffs if he's got Aaron Rodgers, but without 500, baby, here we go. It's like Jeff Fisher. You know, there's some people who just have a knack for mediocrity, and that's kind of what's going on there with the Browns at quarterback. Seriously, though, like, you'll find those jokes, the guys wearing Browns jerseys with quarterbacks 19 names long because it's the last 5 years, yeah, and they cycle through them. Well, if you look at all those names and you look at the kind of average line of quarterback performance, the Browns quarterbacks are, they hang out there like it's the water cooler. Like, they are at average as though it is a destination resort. Hey, we're hanging out at the average line. So Kenny Pickett might be average for the Browns this year. There's a couple free agents floating around. Of course, the big question, will Aaron Rodgers? Apparently, the Steelers have a standing offer for Aaron Rodgers, so he's just really deciding whether he wants to be a Steeler. Of course, a lot of talk that it's not worth dealing with him. We're at that part where there's a lot of rumors and not much substance. The true lull has begun in the offseason until the draft.
I think it's safe to say that we are the only media outlet outside of Tennessee or Nashville, Tennessee, or Cleveland that is talking about the quarterbacks for Nashville.
Yeah, probably. Probably. It just, yeah. It's. I mean, it does say something that there are two very needy teams and two decent quarterbacks in the draft. So maybe 2 + 2 = 4, but it's never that simple. Someone's going to reach. Someone's going to miss.
But your comment about the mediocre Browns quarterbacks, 40 quarterbacks for the Browns since 1999. Tim Couch. See, this is your mediocrity, all right? This
yep.
is where, Tim Couch, Ty Detmer, Doug Peterson,
Spurgeon Wynn
sighting. Kelly Holcomb. Jeff Garcia. He was all right.
Yeah, he had he gave him hope for a couple weeks.
Luke McCown. Trent Dilfer.
Whoops.
Charlie Fry.
Whoops.
Derek Anderson. Brady Quinn.
Whoops.
Ken Dorsey. Bruce Gronkowski. Your argument is just being solidified in cement right now.
Colt McCoy, Jake Dillholm, Seneca Wallace. Oh, wait, there it is. There's the gem. Brandon Whedon. He was 28 years old when they drafted him. Oh, my Brandon goodness, Whedon. Cleveland, what are you doing?
Thad Lewis, Jason Campbell, Brian Hoyer. Goodness gracious. Johnny Manziel, of course. And that's only half of them.
I swear the best part of the Browns left and became the Ravens and has never looked back. Yikes, guys. What are you doing? Well, I mean, it's ownership, though. It's obviously ownership because some owners take a more active role in the leadership, in the roster building. Look at Shad Khan down in Jacksonville. You want to know why the Jaguars are still who they've been for the last 15 years? It's because Shad Khan still owns the team. He's a great guy, a fantastic guy. By all accounts, a great hang. You'd love to have a beer with him, but I wouldn't trust him with the keys to my NFL team because aggressively mediocre, some people just have a knack for. Some of those people are billionaires who own NFL teams. That's just how it is.
I'm curious. I want Jameis Winston at some point to play an entire 17-game season before he retires. I want to see how many interceptions he will throw in a 17-game season because he's already thrown 111 in his career. He is Mr. Interception. So he's still out there, and there's still talks of him maybe being places. He is one of the most, inconsistent is a word.
Consistently inconsistent, though.
Yeah, you know what you're getting.
He's a true scattershot. Yeah, like you, there's no surprises, which is horrifying because there's a lot of interceptions, and you'd want those to be surprises.
Yeah.
I've never seen somebody with such a guaranteed media deal after his career is over, though, because he has an enthusiasm, a charisma to him. It led to one of the worst pregame pep talks I've ever seen. If you've never seen the Eat a W speech from Jameis Winston, it's pretty cringy, but the person behind that speech is fun to watch. I don't know, I can't speak to his quality as a person, but he's certainly fun to watch, and we'll be watching him after he's done playing. In fact, we've probably seen more of him since he's paused playing and entered backup status, because he's still just that fun of a personality.
So here's what you should do as a coach with a guy like Jameis Winston, who you know is, if he plays a whole game, he's gonna throw a couple of picks. So if he goes out there and throws and has a good drive and throws a touchdown pass, you do like you do at the roulette table in Vegas, all right? If you put $10 down on black and you hit black, you take that $20 and you walk away.
You leave. You don't continue to play.
So Jameis Winston, if that first drive results in a touchdown and a pass, you immediately pull him out of the game and you put the substitute in, and then you randomly select another time to come back and maybe try it again.
Nice drive, Jameis. Take a seat.
Yeah, why not? I mean, the history shows that it's going to be given right back, right?
You know, we were talking last year on my afternoon show about the double quarterback idea. Steve Young and Joe Montana was one of the relevant ones. The question this past offseason was Russell Wilson or Justin Fields there, as they had both joined the Steelers during the offseason. And we talked about why two quarterbacks just can't work. You don't get locker room cohesion. You don't get the ability to have one guy under center in practice so that the other guys know what to expect. There's a couple reasons that it really doesn't work. I'm pretty sure, Joel, that our first successful double quarterback team will not involve Jameis Winston.
Well, if they keep adding games to the season or talk about going 18 now, you might get to the point where an NFL team needs two units.
Yeah, I was thinking, you know? A weeks and B weeks.
Let's
do 20 games, 10 with Group A, 10 with Group B.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like an absolute free-for-all, though, because you're going to have salary cap rules for both of them, separate free agencies. One's going to be a talentless squad. Like, it would be a way to have a talent farm, but basically people would go every other week watching their teams and then skip it. It's just like, nope, B-squad, not doing it.
Just rotate them between in the game. I mean, the opening drive, squad A goes out, and then the B-unit goes out in the second drive. The B-unit is on the sideline going through, on their iPads, going through all the stuff, and here comes the B. You don't know which unit. Could you imagine, though, as a defense and preparing for a team, not knowing what they're going to do, if they're going to run the shotgun, if they're going to run the option, the pistol, or if they come out and they decide to throw it. I mean, it could be very confusing for a defense to adjust to that.
You know, and maybe you have your B squad run an A squad play to confuse them so they don't know what's coming, and we got to call a timeout. That's the ace. See, I'm picturing a little bit of a different scenario, though, where, see, I think there's, I'm picturing a little bit of interrelationship adversity in this little mythical world we're building. I'm thinking, imagine the NFL with each team has an A and a B squad, and it's every other week. You know, the really talented guys, they're the A squad, and it's kind of like JV and varsity. The B squad players are hoping to rotate into the A squad, but players who aren't in the league, they're hoping to make the B. I'm picturing dating profiles, Joel. That's what I'm seeing here. At the top of my Match.com profile is, I need you to know, first and foremost, I watch B squad football. And you know, there's going to be like a whole class of women out there who don't want to date guys who watch B squad football because that's just too much involvement in football for them. Like, there's a whole, I can picture this too easy. Maybe I need to work on this a little bit.
Jameis Winston last year, 13 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. If he stays at the roulette wheel one more time, it might hit the...
He did it. He did it that 50-50. One year. It was 30 of both. He's the only quarterback ever to throw 30 picks and 30 interceptions, or and 30.